Now, Talia Mitchell, she is in an interesting situation. She runs fishing charters in the southwest. Talia, good morning.
No, I'm actually not in the southwest. I'm actually here in Perth. My apologies. And we also run, that's okay, we also run fishing charters at the Abrolhos and then the Montebello Islands. Obviously, like many small businesses, you know, we've all been really affected hard with the COVID shutdowns and all the social distancing, et cetera. That shut us down at the peak of our season. You know, we've lost March, April, May. And we're about to lose another month in August, obviously with the border being shut, not quibbling about the border being shut because we don't want to go into lockdown.
Yep.
But that's caused us another 4 weeks of lost income. We now are staring down the barrel at another 8 weeks of forced closures by the state government in October through to December. The charter industry is devastated at the prospects of this. I had a meeting on the 4th of June with the fisheries minister in regards to seeing if we could get an exemption this year. We cannot wear another 8 weeks of lost income. His response has been no.
So just to be clear, Talia, the 8 weeks that you're talking about, that is what would ordinarily be the annual closure of the fishery for fish breeding and habitat recovery reasons. That's
correct.
That would all ordinarily be there, but you're saying this year you were looking for an exemption to keep that open so that you could perhaps make up some of the lost ground that you lost in
Absolutely.
March, April, May.
I mean, to give you an idea, March, April, May is peak season, so you know, for us to not have operated and many other charter boats would be in the same position, we didn't operate. So we've already taken a good big 10 weeks of reduced effort on catching fish.
So effectively you're saying that the fish should have had time to recover because when people ordinarily would have been fishing when they're entitled to in March, April, May, that wasn't happening.
For the charter sector, yes. The charter sector was the only one that weren't operating.
Yep.
Everybody else was able to run. So, you know, your recreational boats, they were out in the water. Your commercial fisheries were out on the water. The charter sector, obviously due to social distancing rules, et cetera, and large group gatherings, we could not operate. So we've just taken, you know, that catch and effort has been drastically reduced by not having all the charter boats out on the water through that peak time.
You put your case to the fisheries minister, you got a knockback. Do you understand why? Was there an explanation?
He just said that it was part of the 20-year plan and that DPIRB felt that the reduced effort in March, April, May was not enough to counteract giving us the exemption in October.
Will you survive till December? Through December?
I really don't know. I face standing down staff. You know, we've already lost to date $460,000. That's our, you know, and we 200 grand of that has got to be, we've got to refund people. I don't know how that is going to happen when we can't keep cash flow coming through our business.
Talia, good luck. We will make contact with the minister's office and see if there is an alternative explanation or what they can say about it, whether that decision can be reviewed. Obviously, all we can do is ask the question. I appreciate you getting in touch. Thank you for your call.
Right, thanks.
Talia Mitchell, Blue Juice Charters.